This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkey has announced the death toll in last month's massive earthquake has risen to nearly 48,000. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The head of Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency said the people who died included over 6,000 foreigners, with Syrian nationals accounting for the largest share. The February 6th quake affected 11 Turkish provinces and parts of neighboring Syria. The United Nations has estimated Syria's death toll at 6,000. At least 230,000 buildings were destroyed or badly damaged in Turkey. Experts have pointed at lax building code enforcement as a major reason why the earthquake was so deadly. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of Ukraine's defense intelligence, Krylo Budanov, told VOA that Russia is trying to buy anything, anywhere, including from Southeast Asian countries like Myanmar, to get weapons for its invasion of Ukraine. In a recent interview with VOA, the top Ukrainian intelligence official said there are certain efforts to buy through third countries large-scale withdrawal of weapons. A spokesperson for the Myanmar junta, Major General Zaw Min Tun, told VOA Burmese by phone this week that the accusation is impossible and illogical. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made his first trip to the early nominating state of Iowa on Friday as he tests the waters for a 2024 presidential bid. He brought his message to a crowd at a casino in Davenport just days before fellow Republican Donald Trump is slated to arrive. In remarks, DeSantis boasted about his policy record in Florida that includes signing a law in November of 2021 banning schools and businesses from requiring vaccination against COVID-19. Former President Donald Trump will travel to Davenport on Monday to outline his education plan. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Three former members of a Hong Kong group that used to organize annual vigils in remembrance of the victims of China's 1989 crackdown in Tiananmen Square were jailed on Saturday for 4.5 months for failing to hand over information on the group. In accordance with Hong Kong's national security law, the offense carries a maximum sentence of 6 months. Since Peru's first protest death in mid-December, following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the deaths of some of the people killed during clashes with security forces. Family members of the victims have joined together getting legal support and forming an association to spur authorities to action. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
As Peru grapples to restore stability following months of anti-government protests that left 49 people dead, families that lost loved ones to the violence, which erupted following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo, say they cannot forgive and forget. Now they are out to seek justice. In the southern city of Juliaca, Asunta Umpiri held the torn red and black sweatshirt of a 15-year-old son, who was shot in the back of the head on January 9th, the deadliest day of violence Peru has seen in over 20 years.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Thousands of Israelis joined demonstrations on Saturday for the 10th consecutive week against controversial judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. The government says the reforms are designed to end overreach into politics by an unrepresentative Supreme Court. Critics say Netanyahu seeks legal changes that will hurt Israel's democratic checks and balances, foster corruption, and bring diplomatic isolation. Protesters say the changes will threaten democratic checks and balances by the courts and accuse Netanyahu of trying to escape a legal case against him. He's on trial for corruption. He denies the charges. Movies featuring strong women are in abundance this year. Among this year's Oscar nominees, VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Actress Michelle Yeoh battles her way through a multiverse. Actress Angela Bassett leads a grieving nation at war, and actress Kate Blanchett deviously manipulates members of a world-class orchestra. Stories led by female actors fill the list of movies vying for Academy Awards on Sunday, reflecting gains in an industry that has long relegated women to secondary roles. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
It's been 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic began, and nearly 200 prominent world figures on Saturday called for the vaccine inequity seen during the crisis to be relegated to history. Marissa Melton, VOA News.